This is Terry Mendel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Alex Mendoza, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Mendoza, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lachelle Brown, please note the following medical letter. The first name is Lashelle Brown, Brown. On February 28, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed several thousand pages of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 59-year-old female, height 5'1" tall, weight 125 pounds, who was involved in a very serious automobile accident on or about January 15th, 2024, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. She states she was initially unconscious, period. She was in a Ford SUV when another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Both airbags were deployed, period. She had immediate pain in her entire back, comma, right ankle, comma, right wrist, comma, as well as her ribs, period. Later, she developed post-traumatic stress disorder, period. Despite treatment, she is still having pain in many of the areas, including her back, right ankle, and right wrist, period. She did have surgery on her extremities, period. She also relates that she did have a pneumothorax, as well as other facial injuries, period. New paragraph. In reference to her neck, she was placed in a body cast as well as medication, period. She describes presently her neck pain as constant, period. It is a piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates on the right arm to the fingers, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain is described as constant, period. It is a piercing, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates both up and down her back, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with a body cast, period. It is a constant throbbing and piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the foot, period. New paragraph. Her right ankle pain, she states, was treated with surgery. She has metal and screws inserted. She states she almost required an amputation, period. It is a constant throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. She is still experiencing swelling, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. In reference to her right wrist, she was treated with surgery with permanent metal screws and hardware, period. It is an intermittent pain. It was initially treated with a cast. The pain lasts presently approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day ambulance took her to Eskenazi emergency room, period. She was admitted 3 to 4 days and had surgery of her extremities, period. When she was released, she was seen for follow-up at Eskenazi for several months. She had x-rays and removal of a cast as well as a body brace, period. She has loss of memory as a result of this injury, period. She was sent to IU Health for follow-up with her surgeons, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 5 pounds, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, walking over a mile, comma, sitting over 6 hours, comma, driving over 30 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball, baseball, tennis, comma, and sleep problems, period. She has problems bending as well as memory issues, period. New paragraph. Medications include hydrocodone, gabapentin, trazodone, and stomach medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for these conditions include occasional hydrocodone, comma, trazodone, comma, stomach medicines, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for sciatica. New paragraph. Past surgical history includes only surgeries for the extremities of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck, comma, mid-back, comma, low back, comma, right ankle, comma, or right wrist in the past, period. She injured her left ankle 17 years ago when she injured her Achilles tendon. She did see orthopedics as well as physical therapy. It resolved in 4 months without permanency, period. The patient has not been in any significant automobile accidents either before or after this injury, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. Patient's occupation is that of a warden at the Department of Corrections, full-time with pain and limitations, period. She did miss 1.5 years of work as a result of these injuries, period. She is restricted to 30 minutes of walking and lifting to not over 5 pounds, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Because there were thousands of pages of medical records, I'm only commenting on the most significant records, especially from the emergency room and the hospitalization. I am minimally touching on the follow-up as they can be reviewed in the records, period. Emergency department note and admission, January 15th, 2024. Presents via EMS, right lower extremity pain times 45 minutes, period, involved in an MVC, period. Significant left-sided vehicle damage slash intrusion that did not require extrication assistance, period. Concerns for obvious right ankle deformity and suspected right forearm fracture, period. On physical examination, pulmonary diminished sounds on the right, musculoskeletal deformity present, deformity of the right ankle, obvious deformity of the right wrist, midline thoracic tenderness, period, small abrasions to the left chin, x-rays of the ankle, impression, mild displaced distal ulnar diaphyseal fracture, x-rays of the tibia and fibula, mild displaced distal ulnar diaphyseal fracture, period. Right knee, mild displaced distal ulnar diaphyseal fracture, period. Assessment plan, 57-year-old female who presents after high-speed MVC, period. Obvious right ankle and right wrist deformity, period. X-rays consistent with this, with medial malleolar fracture and distal ulnar fracture, period. CT imaging also revealed multiple rib fractures, comma, thoracic and cervical compression fractures, period. Final diagnosis is MVC, comma, closed fracture of the right wrist, comma, other closed fracture of the distal end of the right fibula, comma, closed displaced fracture of the medial malleolus of the right tibia, period. Admitting diagnoses were displaced bimalleolar fracture of the right lower leg, comma, displaced bimalleolar fracture. No, scratch that, because I already said it. After displaced bimalleolar fracture of the right leg, comma, undisplaced fracture of second cervical vertebra, comma, undisplaced fracture of second thoracic vertebra, comma, traumatic pneumothorax, comma, unspecified fracture of the lower end of the right ulna, comma, unspecified fracture of the fourth thoracic vertebra, comma, unspecified fracture of T5 to T6 vertebra, comma, unspecified fracture of the third thoracic vertebra, comma, multiple fractures of the rib left side, comma, unspecified displaced fracture of the sixth cervical vertebra, comma, unspecified displaced fracture of the seventh cervical vertebra, comma, abrasions of other parts of the head, comma, other instability, right wrist, period. ICD procedures were repositioning right tibia with internal fixation, open approach, comma, reposition right ulna with internal fixation, open approach, comma, reposition right fibula with internal fixation, open approach, comma, reposition right wrist, joint external approach, period. End of report. Inpatient discharge summary, admission January 15th, 2024. Discharge date January 19th, 2024. This is Eskenazi Hospital. Presenting problems, closed displaced fracture of the medial malleolus of right tibia, comma, closed fracture of the right wrist, comma, other closed fracture of the distal end of the right fibula, comma, MVC, comma, thoracic compression fracture, comma, malleolar fracture, period. Discharge problems are MVC. Consultations were orthopedic surgery and neurosurgery. Surgical procedures were open treatment of bimalleolar ankle fracture, comma, open treatment of ulnar shaft fracture, period. CT of the chest showed right 4th, 5th, and 11th rib fractures with a trace right pneumothorax, period. Left 1st, 2nd, 5th, and 6th rib fractures, period. Acute anterior compression fractures, T4 and T5, with 50% and less than 10% height loss, respectively, period. Non-displaced left T2, 3, 4 transverse processes fractures, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis showed acute non-displaced left L4 transverse process fracture, period. Referrals and follow-ups to schedule is neurosurgery and orthopedics, period. Hospital course, patient was admitted, compression fractures at T4 and T5, fractures through the vertebral body and lateral mass of C2, comma, C6 lamina, comma, and C7 articular process, period. C2 lateral mass fractures extending into C2, period. C6 laminal fracture, period. C7 superior articular fracture, period. T4 and T3 fractures, period. New paragraph. Neurosurgery consulted, determined non-operative management, period. Recommendation was for CTO brace to remain on while in bed and C collar on when in bed, period. Plan for 4 weeks follow-up, x-rays, thoracic and cervical spine, and NSG follow-up outpatient, period. Patient fitted for CTO brace and husband taught how to use, period. In reference to the fibular fracture, comma, malleolar fracture, comma, and ulnar diaphragm, diaphyseal fracture. Ortho was consulted, status post right upper extremity and light lower extremity, ORIF, period. At time of discharge, PT/OT, clear for home with assistance, period. Immediate operative note, procedure, open treatment of my bimalleolar ankle fracture, open treatment of ulnar shaft fracture, including internal fixation, period. End of report. Follow-up x-ray, April 4th, 2024, of the wrist. One intact plate and screw fixation of the distal right ulnar, period. Two, partial interval healing of the distal ulnar shaft fracture, period. Office visit follow-up, note surgical specialty, neurosurgery, February 14th, 2024, 57-year-old female, status post-MVC on January 15th, 2024, with spinal process fractures and compression fractures at T4 and T5 without retropulsion, and a fracture through the vertebral body in a lateral mass of C2, C6 lamina, and C7 articular processes, period. Clinically doing well, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 15th, 2024, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, pain, strain, compression fractures, displaced second cervical vertebral fracture, and C6 and C7 displaced fractures, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, pain, strain, compression fracture, second thoracic vertebra, fractures T4, fractures T5 to 6, T3 fractures, T2, T3, and T4 transverse process fractures, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, pain, strain, and L4 transverse process fracture. Number four, right ankle trauma, pain, strain, and displaced bimalleolar fracture requiring surgery. Number five, right wrist trauma, pain, strain, displaced ulnar fracture, and instability, period, all requiring surgery. Number six, facial trauma, pain, and abrasions. Number seven, post-traumatic stress disorder. Number eight, multiple rib fractures bilaterally, including traumatic pneumothorax, period. The above eight diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of January 15th, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient will have permanency to her right ankle, right wrist, and entire spine, period. By permanency, I'm meaning she will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all of the above areas, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that she may need spinal surgery, particularly to the low back down the road, period. She states that the neck was potentially involved as well, period. Ongoing prescription and over-the-counter medications will cost $150 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some injections in her back will be about $4,000, period. A back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Compression stockings for bilateral legs will cost $250 to $300 a year, period. This would be for the remainder of her life, period. Because of her post-traumatic stress disorder, She was recently referred to a clinician and will need appropriate follow-up for this period. New paragraph. Because of the severity of the multiple injuries, and severe injuries sustained in this very severe automobile accident, I would consider the prognosis to be somewhat guarded, period. As mentioned, I do feel the patient has permanent disability and will suffer accordingly, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed thousands of pages of the patient's medical records, as well as took the history directory from the patient via telephone, comma. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.